You're listening to The Local Music Show, which apparently sucks, on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. We just heard music by Curtis Glatter, who's here in the studio with us, chatting about his music and life and his upcoming show this Saturday at the Dreamland Theater. So tell us about that piece. What went into it?
Well, it was put together in last summer, and it turned out that I went out to Boston to visit a friend, and he had some scrap instruments laying around, and I wanted to try and do some more performances out in Boston while I was there visiting. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that he had an organ, and I had a small four track. So what I did was record everything on lo-fi first, and then digitized it when I got back here to Michigan. So a cross between Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, maybe some other influences that went into that, Matt Most maybe, and maybe Terry Riley, and a little bit of all that put together.
So do you you have quite a variety of instrumentation for your music then?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a little bit of melodic percussion and a lot of tribal and African percussion that goes into it. And just starting recently to study a lot of vocal music, just based on a lot of stuff I've heard off of last couple of years, studying some of Bjork's influences and things like that.
What kind of stuff is that?
Icelandic choirs, of course, voodoo music, music from Tahiti, music, vocal music from all over the world has kind of really started to influence me a lot. Yeah.
Okay. We got the CD from a couple of years ago, Rivulet, collaboration with Nathan Hubbard. Now this is film music?
It's film music that was put together between 2002 and 2005. We basically decided to come up with a project. I tried to assign different instruments to different characters in the films that I was watching. A lot of them have been, I went through about 200 films and decided to try and reorchestrate some things that maybe didn't have any music in them to begin with. And what happened on this particular recording was the kind of best in the best, the melting down of some of the more interesting material. But we did three performances at the San Diego Library, and we're going to be doing three more in October, which is the film music for some other pieces coming up. For example, at Palomar, we probably will be doing music over the films of Brockage. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but we started studying some of those films, and they were pretty dense, as you were saying earlier, and trying to put music to that for percussion electronics just became natural. We were influenced by that from the get-go, so we're going to be working on that in October.
Do you work with cues or...?
We do, but it's mostly personality cues and also how the music is flowing. So it's not written. It's not written cues. Like it used to be when you'd see a character in a film, we would automatically have a set theme for the character, a little bit like Wagner used to do back in the old days. And then we decided to go a little bit freer with that and basically just communicate between each other as percussionists. Since we were so close together, we would set up probably 5 feet from each other and then just decide to look at each other for visual cues.
So you're improvising while watching the movie in front of you?
Yeah.
And then recording it and going back and...
Yeah, and getting the best of the best. In other words, we watch it several times and try to basically see if it works, and if it doesn't work between the two of us, not necessarily on everybody else's aspect, but between two of us as musicians, if it works, then great. And if not, then we redo it and continue redoing it in the studio.
And there's a pretty wide variety of films that you're doing this approach
on?
Yeah,
I've been wanting to do some American silent films, but these particular films that we did music for were from Japan, from France, and also from Japan, France, and there was one other film that we did that was the beginning of, I'm trying to think, the very first recording. Oh, it was a German film, actually. Trier was the director for the first film that we'd worked on called Vampire. And the second one is Blood of a Poet, which was done by Cocteau. And then the third one was Kurosawa, which I love Kurosawa. And so we decided to basically try to do some music for that film. But the music that you'd hear on the third track of Rivulet is actually going to be a condensed version of what we worked on.
What's the film?
It's actually the one called Rashomon. I don't know if it's the three stories in one. And as you can imagine, we tried to work separately on themes and situations. The beginning of it, you do hear rain samples like in the beginning of the film. And there were some scenes which were sword fights that you will hear a lot of cymbal work and things like that. So
the deal with that movie is that it's the same story told from three different perspectives.
Yeah, that's
Did
right.
that carry over into the music?
Absolutely. Because the themes that came together between the male and the, or the two males and the female, there were themes for each one of those characters, but also we tried to morph it by including more, not only electronics, but a wider variety. For instance, a percussion orchestra, so to speak. So instead of just toms, more cymbals, or instead of cymbals, then more junk percussion, things that we found.
All right, well, let's get into it. It's Miekyu?
Miekyu, which is Japanese for labyrinth, basically a story that has a map, or I should say a maze that has many ways that you can take it, which is similar to Rashomon, which is a story that has many ways that you can interpret it.
All right. This is the local music show on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. We've had Curtis Glatter here in the studio. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Check him out this Saturday at the Dreamland Theater. And here's music in collaboration with Nathan Hubbard for Kurosawa's Rashomon, the condensed version.